Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mike Swanson, editor of WallStreetWindow.com. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Been some interesting times since we last spoke, to say the least.
Stock markets, everything on the boards is red as we speak, except gold. What's going on in the stock market?
Well, we've had a tremendous run-up since November. The S&P 500 was at 4,100, and in the peak in July, it was above 5,800. And I always try to step back and look at the big picture and not put too much stock in one day's action. I mean, today the market is down pretty good. We're seeing a lot of stuff slammed. It's not just big cap tech stocks, which have been trading weak for the past 6 weeks. NVIDIA, for example, got to about 140 and down to 105. There's been a lot of selling the big cap tech stocks. Crypto has been lagging the averages. Bitcoin really hasn't done anything since the ETF launches and has been sagging. But some pockets of strength came into the market. The New York Stock Exchange Composite Index, which is all stocks in the United States, it went to a new high while the big cap tech lagged. S&P, new high. And money started to come into real estate, utilities, sectors that pay nice dividends and tend to go up and do well when the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates. And you could put gold in that category too. Gold can go up for different reasons, geopolitical reasons, and we've certainly seen world chaos intensify this year. But it also, more importantly, the action in gold is linked to what happens in currencies, and the U.S. dollar in particular, since it still remains as the most dominant currency in the world. And the Fed, when it met this week, basically said it's going to lower interest rates at least two times. That's the implication of the statements that were given in the press conference starting in September. So the question is, you know, why are they going to lower interest rates? And, you know, there's three different reasons, possible reasons. One, political. They want to do it for the November election. One, the economy is going to go into a recession, and so they are going to lower rates for that. Or the reason that they gave, which is that they were raising rates for 2 years, and that was an interest rate hiking cycle to beat inflation, which exploded 2.5 years ago. The inflation rate has come down to around 3% annualized CPI, hasn't been able to reach their target of 2%. And when they started the rate hiking cycle, Jerome Powell stated that they weren't going to lower rates until we got down towards that 2%, which hasn't happened yet. So what he said basically at the meeting was that he thinks we're going to get there anyway, and that it therefore would be appropriate, in his view, to lower rates a little bit as insurance against the potential recession, claiming that interest rates are too high. If that's true, if that argument's all correct, that's an argument for the stock market to just continue to go up, because it implies that there's not going to be a recession, everything's fine, and the Fed's going to print more money, so pile into more stocks. And it almost doesn't even matter what you buy. The environment will be no different than what it's been really for the past year and a half. This cyclical bull market started really at the very end of 2022. So the gains of the market have been going on for a long time, and now we're hitting a speed bump as the big cap tech stocks faltered first. What the question is, and I'm not, you know, I can't give you the answer now, is this a mere speed bump, or is a recession around the corner? You know, it doesn't mean it's happening tomorrow, but if it happens in 6 months, next year, the market typically will fall into that event. And if that's the case, this isn't merely a speed bump, but the start of a bigger decline. I'm not able to draw that conclusion at the moment. I need to see more action in the markets. That said, in either scenario, not everything is going to go down. And I think today, and you mentioned it, you see what went up or what's gone up today. It's gold. Because in either case, there's more money printing to come. If there's a recession, the Fed won't simply lower rates twice. They'll lower more than that. And that's more money printing. It's going to hurt the value of the dollar. And then if the Fed in the bullish scenario succeeds, they're still lowering rates two or three times. It's more money printing. So the one thing that's poised to really benefit no matter what is gold. And gold is the one thing basically up today. So I think people should really pay attention to that and figure out. Well, I take that back. There's something else up today, too. I'll mention in a second. But gold is the simplest thing for people to be involved in. If they're not already, they definitely should be.
Does that apply to silver as well?
Well, silver has had a great run. I own silver, you know, when I say talk about it, I own gold too. But I just said, be a little cautious on silver for the short term, because it did have an explosive move up. I mean, silver started the year at $23, and it went all the way up to $32. It's almost a 50% return, and now we're around 28.5 or so. But if it's going to be a recession that's coming, silver is likely to lag gold for a while. So that may happen, but you know, I think it's an accumulation. That's what I'm doing. I'm just buying more silver, because I think these trends in gold and silver, you know, it's not just about what happens in the next couple months. If you go back to what happened in March, silver broke out of a 3-year resistance level, and so did gold. And these look like moves that are going to last for years. Much like when the stock market in the United States, it broke out in 2012, a 2-year resistance, and it went up for quite a long time. That's what I see with gold and silver, because we have so many macro factors. They're not simply a recession, you know, that could happen, or the Fed not lowering, or the Fed lowering rates for a couple months, but in a couple of years, I think we're going to see a debt problem in the United States, because the U.S. debt to GDP is now around 123%, and it's on track to get to, at this current pace, and the pace will quicken if there is a recession, but at the current pace of the government spending, it's on track to get to 130% of GDP in the fall of 2026. And historically, when a country gets to that level, people do start to worry about the debt, and gold is going to benefit even more when that happens. So I see gold as, yeah, people want the trade of the day, the week, or whatever, but gold is the trade of the decade, the way I see it.
We'll have more with Mike Swanson right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mike Swanson. Mike, is the shine off AI?
I think it is. You know, there's only a few companies truly benefiting from this AI, and I call it so-called AI because it's not like HAL 2000 in that 2001 movie. It doesn't think in any sense like a human brain does. It has no memory. All it does is it's just an amped up search engine that searches out data and regurgitates it when asked about it in the form of sentences. But, you know, they've been talking about it now for over a year, and I can recognize something that's written with the help of AI as opposed to a human writing it. It's very easy to recognize, but the economics of it is more important. And NVIDIA has benefited from AI because there's been a greater demand in their chips. And the companies that are truly implementing it and using it are Google, Facebook, the big cap tech companies. Google is using it to refashion its search engine. Google is using it to scan websites all over the internet, take the content, and then refashion it when people use their search engine and call it AI. That's all it is. That's what AI truly is. It is, in effect, Google and other companies stealing content without attribution and then republishing it, altering it, and republishing it. It's all AI truly is. And the thing is, outside of that, there aren't any companies truly making any profit from it. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but the Wall Street Journal has done several articles showing that while billions basically have been spent on so-called AI, millions have been lost on it because there's no real profit companies are getting out of it. So I think it's a fad in that sense. It's not like the creation of the internet was in the 90s. It's more like something in between the metaverse and the crypto markets. A lot of hype, a lot of people devoting their lives to it, but it's not going to change the world. It's just changing the way some search engines operate. And another example is Apple. Okay, Apple is a good example. They're saying they're going to create AI and use it with their phones. And the only thing they said that they're going to do is they have this, I don't use it, but they have a device or a gizmo you can turn on called Siri that creates it so their phones will talk to you like a woman will talk to you. And now they say AI is going to be implemented with that, and Siri will be ramped up with AI. Well, to me, what's the difference, you know? But that's AI. That's, you know, that's what all the hype is about. Stuff like that. So, you know, people look for something to do in the markets all the time. They want to buy. They want to get in a meme. They want to trade something going up. And AI was that meme starting around March of last year till recently. And really the action in the AI stocks has petered out. NVIDIA is below its 50-day moving average. NVIDIA is not performing as well as it had been. But up until June, it was the hottest stock in the entire S&P 500, the entire NASDAQ, and it was a meme. And people want to buy memes. That's why cryptos go up. It has nothing to do with the fundamentals of a crypto coin or earnings or its value, which is basically zero. It's just a meme. And if it goes up, people will buy it and will believe anything about that meme until it stops going up. And then they look for another meme. That's the way people have been conditioned to trade these markets now after years of social media use and looking at memes.
Are we going to see legalized marijuana across the U.S.?
Well, it's a state-by-state thing, you know, the way the United States operates. But it is growing in legalization. There's no doubt about it. It's been legalized in the state I live in. So probably will just go, like gambling is becoming more and more legalized. It's like half the states now have legalized gambling, so why not marijuana too?
I remember driving into Nevada once where it said sex and 24-hour booze are legal here. Don't even think about drugs, but now they're into cannabis as well.
Yeah, it's the way it is. I mean, I'm looking right now at a map of where it's legal or not, and there one, two, three. There's only four states in the entire United States where it's completely illegal: South Carolina, Kansas, Wyoming, and Idaho. That's it. Those are the only ones. I mean, some of them say it's a mixed status, so it's going to vary county by county and
sure,
and a little more strict. But
or you get medical marijuana, but it's very easy to get.
Right. So yeah, I mean, the marijuana industry, I'd say, is pretty much matured. It's not what it was, 10 years ago.
What's going on with crude?
Well, it's an interesting thing to see. Crude oil is floating now between, let's say, $70 and $90. That's been the range it's been in all year. And I don't think, I think it's probably going to stay in there. It could, if it's going to do anything, it'll slip down to the lower part of that range. You get down to 70 by the end of the year because historically, seasonally, oil does tend to go down from the summer into New Year's or December. So it wouldn't shock me, but oil stocks are doing fine. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to dip much. Exxon is just a few percent away from its all-time high. So, it's a good sector. It pays dividends. I'd much rather invest in that than AI stocks or crypto coins.
What's going on with uranium?
Well, I'm not really sure why. I'm not an expert on the uranium price or what moves it up and down, but it has gone up recently. There's no doubt about that. And, it's been good for some of the top uranium companies, such as Cameco. They've been forming fairly well, although it too has dipped over the past month.
Copper?
Well, I'm more closely follow copper because I own some copper stocks. But copper soared this year from February to May, but it too has been dipping back down fairly substantially. I mean, at one point, copper was probably the hottest metal. It went all the way up to $5.20 when it began the year at $3.90, and now it's at $4.10. So it's had a substantial pullback, but I would expect we're going to see it bottom out around $4 or so and form another base after that.
Are some of these empty or near-empty office towers going to drag down and perhaps bankrupt some regional banks?
Well, this is an interesting question because of actually what's going on in the markets right this moment. So, the Fed has declared they're going to lower interest rates, okay? Bank stocks usually do well. Today, regional bank stocks are down 3.6%. They had a jump into the Fed meeting, and now they're pulling back very hard. So that makes me wonder if they may have peaked out. And the real estate problems that you mentioned would be a big reason why that would be the case. Meanwhile, another interest rate sector is trading up today. While gold is up, this sector is the only other thing up. That's utilities. The utility sector is at a new 52-week high, and REITs are down substantially. Both are sectors that typically go up when rates go down. So that might be a sign that maybe it's time to be cautious on REITs, cautious on the regional banks also.
Mike, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you. Great to talk with you.
My guest has been Mike Swanson, editor of WallStreetWindow.com. If you have any questions for Mike or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at House Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.